This is KCUR 89.3. People often ask Kansas City musician Gerald Trimble about the instrument he plays. It looks like a cello, but it isn't. It's actually a viola da gamba. He's been playing a new one around town, or at least it's new to him. As KCUR's Julie Denishay reports, the instrument's history dates back three centuries.
Gerald Trimble has a gig almost every week somewhere in town with his band Jambaroque. But today, he's by himself, tuning his viola da gamba for a recording session at Studio 81 Productions in Riverside, Missouri. There aren't that many of these instruments in Kansas City. The viola da gamba is an instrument with roots in 15th century Moorish Spain. Although it looks like a cello at first glance, players hold it between their knees. Some call it a knee fiddle. Trimble says once he discovered the viola da gamba, he was smitten.
For years, I played Eastern instruments and learned all these different styles. And then when I found the viola da gamba, I found an instrument that I could put all those things together. I can pluck, I can bow, I can play like a lute, I can play like a guitar, I can play like a violin or like a camanche. I can do all the things I want.
He's known for playing early music with an untraditional flair.
I want people to know when I play that I'm looking forward and I can feel what came before.
He feels a mystical connection to the past.
When we take wood and we take gut and we take all these living parts of the world and make it into something that makes beautiful sound, it's just a creation that explains and expresses our humanity.
Last July, Trimble had a call from New York dealer and luthier Christoph Landon. Landon said he'd found an historic instrument that just might interest him. Trimble said he was immediately intrigued.
A lot of my history of my life has been finding instruments, and the story of the instrument has defined not only what I was playing, but what I was doing in my life. You know, it's always a big adventure.
This one was made in the late 1600s by Antonio Cassini, a famous maker of fine instruments in the city of Modena, Italy. Trimble says it vibrates with more than 300 years of history.
If you touch an instrument, you can feel what's gone before. I'm not sure I know what the maker had for breakfast the morning he made it, but I can feel that ancient tradition in that instrument.
This six-stringed viola da gamba is certainly beautiful. It's decorated with inlaid wood and painted with Baroque flourishes. It was found in an antique shop in Italy in the late 1950s by a woman named Amaryllis Fleming. She happened to be the half-sister of Ian Fleming, the man who created Secret Service agent James Bond. But Amaryllis Fleming was a star in her own right. She was a famous British cellist. Trimble says this instrument is opening up new worlds to him, worlds he looks forward to sharing with audiences in Kansas City.
I would love to be that type of ambassador where you can go out and play music and also bring together cultures. And people recognize you as someone who sees those connections and can translate that into a form that touches humanity.
Gerald Trimble says Jambaroque's recording project will be finished by the end of the summer. Then he'll be back to performing live with his new and very old viola da gamba. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
Gerald Trimble and his band Jambaroque are scheduled to play at the Kansas City Irish Fest on Labor Day weekend.